And here on KBRB, we are joined by Wes Tolt, cross-country coach Jeff Kraus. Good day, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Well, let's talk about your cross-country team. As we already know, you've got one meet in the books, but let's go ahead and talk about your team and who you may have returning. You can start with the girls or the boys.
Okay, sounds great. We'll start with the girls, and I got all my runners are returned from last year, except I did graduate Brianna Rensler, so we're facing her, but I did get two freshmen out this year, Lily Vogel and Hannah Olson on the freshman side, and then I have three sophomores who all ran last year, and that was Riley Posnecker, Abby Teal, and Maddie Davis. And Maddie Davis, she was a state qualifier last year. I believe she finished 18th at the state meet last year. So we're, you know, looking for her to, you know, lead the team again, obviously, and hopefully build upon the success that she had last year. And she started off, like you said, we had a meet yesterday, and so you know, she was meet champion there, so she had a good start to the season.
Well, and tell you what, last year it was cold at state meet too, and so, you know, maybe a little bit warmer day might have seen a little bit better finish, but kind of a nice little piece to have with you coming back with Maddie Davis there. And again, being a Class D school, of course, they score three. You know, it's nice to have a full team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know that, you know, there's a lot of, we're one of the bigger D schools, and I know there was even a proposal to go back to four scoring wise that didn't pass, but you know, we're right, we got exactly a full team at five, and so, you know, we're glad to be able to field a team that's going to be, you know, we hope that they're competitive from week to week, and just knowing that you know, it helps those other runners when they know that their score is going to count, and they're going to be part of a team. And just have that chance for have team accolades as well as individual accolades.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about the boys. You lose a few, and then you bring back a few also.
Yeah, exactly. We lost Aaron Kraus and Joseph Albrecht last year, two of our varsity runners. That Aaron was a 4-year state qualifier, and Joseph was a 2-year state qualifier, and so we'll definitely miss those guys. We do have one senior on the team, Rylan Olson, and right now he's kind of battling for a varsity spot. Tyler Yelnek is going to be our leader. He's a junior this year, and he has some state experience as he qualified as part of our team last year. And then Carter Gottschall returns. He was a freshman last year that qualified for state on that team. And we also added a few runners this year. Ian Larson is a junior that played football for a couple of years, and now he's going to try running cross country, and he had a good showing yesterday, and so we were really glad to see that. Drew Martin's a freshman, and he really performed yesterday for us, and actually kind of surprised us a little bit. He kind of finished a little better than he had been practicing, so but that was good to see. And then Nathaniel Nelson's another junior that joined the cross-country squad this year after playing football for a couple of years. And then Brody DeSife is a junior that he's ran all 3 years as well. So that's our boys team this year.
Well, we kind of talked about it a bit ago before we went on air, but you start off at Burwell. It was a 4K, a smaller type meet, not as many teams there, but basically one of those meets that you're able to get out, and like Drew Martin did something that he hadn't been doing in practice, something to give these kids really a jump start into their season.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned it before we were on air here that, you know, it's kind of like a jamboree type situation for a volleyball team or a scrimmage with, you know, with their football team. Just a really good meet to kind of get a feel for where you're at, and you know, you've been around sports and you cover sports, and you know that you can only practice so long until it starts getting stale. And at some point you just need to have that meet. You need to have that competition and to kind of figure things out. You get sick of running against your teammates every day and having those other schools around and getting that competitive juices flowing just helps figure some things out. And it's nice to have an early meet.
Well, Coach Kraus, we wish you the best of luck this year. I know I'll see you out on the course quite a bit this year, and best of luck to your team this year.
Well, thank you very much, Cody, and thank you to KBRB for your guys' coverage and support of cross country.
And that is our coach for West Hill Cross Country, Jeff Krause.